Postcard from Spain with Vernon Pierce.
If you're planning to buy a property in Spain, either to become a resident or as a holiday home, here are some things which the real estate agent may not tell you. Some may seem trivial, but believe me, they will become important in your lives once the honeymoon period is over. My wife and I retired here 18 years ago and spent a lot of time researching the right home in which to spend the rest of our retirement. The first thing I would say is location, location, location. My experience is that properties with sea views or close to the coast will always sell for a premium. If you're living in the house permanently and you have a pool, do you really need to be within 5 minutes of the beach? Wonderful though the sea view and romantic backdrop of the mountains may be, the villa you are thinking of buying may be 10 to 15 minutes drive from the nearest bars, restaurants and shops, down twisting mountain roads with a sheer drop on one side. This may not be important if you're only spending a few weeks holiday a year there, but if it's going to be your retirement home, think of the practicalities. You will need easy access to restaurants. Drink driving laws are very harsh if you want to have a couple of glasses of wine here in Spain. Another issue is, are the majority of nearby properties holiday homes? If so, and you're going to become resident, you may be disturbed during July and August by loud parties outside on the terrace and around the pool, by visitors who've rented for a week and assume that they're in a holiday area and that it doesn't matter how much noise they make. Are there empty roads and other infrastructure on the urbanisation on which you're viewing a property, indicating that further development is planned, especially now the demand for properties is beginning to increase? Another conundrum is whether to buy a villa or an apartment. And whichever you decide, you have to decide, is the property connected to mains drainage? If not, and it has a septic tank, has it been replaced in the last few years to comply with the latest EU environmental regulations? If not, you could be facing a bill of $7,000 to $10,000 or even more for a replacement. Does the property have a cedula, certificate of habitation? There are thousands of such illegal properties in Spain built in the boom years of the 1990s. The compulsory demolitions seem to have died down now, but at the very least it may affect your ability to resell the property in the future, or to obtain planning permission for improvements, or even to take over the electricity supply. Are the windows fitted with bug screens? Mosquitoes and flies can be a big problem during the summer. Weeks and weeks of 30 to 40 degrees C temperatures in midsummer make air conditioning in living areas and ceiling fans in bedrooms essential, especially at nights when the temperature may still be in the upper 20s. How old is the air conditioning? Old units can no longer be gas now due to new EU regulations. Is the property you are hoping to buy fitted with effective double glazing? This is essential to keep the property cool in the long hours of sunshine during the summer, not for the same reasons in America or the UK, where it's to keep it warm in the winter. It's also essential to minimise noise disturbance from neighbours partying into the night and from outside music events in nearby villages during fiesta time. These tend to start at midnight and carry on till 5 o'clock in the morning, and the mandatory firework displays. Oh, and the barking dogs, kept by Spanish owners in rural areas especially, and allowed to roam around their properties. Many urbanisations, these are developments of villas built for non-Spanish owners, are built on the sides of mountains, and so access to the property may involve very steep stairs, which may not seem like a problem at first, but if you're retiring to Spain, what happens when old age limits your mobility and you're recovering from hip operations or knee replacements? Make inquiries about the water supply. 3 consecutive years of below average rainfall in Spain have led to water shortages, and in some places the water has been declared undrinkable after wells in towns close to the sea have become contaminated with seawater. Does the villa have a pool? If this is important to you, it will now be less likely that you'll get planning permission to build one due to recent drought and water restrictions. If you're looking to buy a holiday home and hoping to rent it out during the months you're not there, check the local laws regarding obtaining a tourist license. The most important word of advice I can give you is to use a firm of independent lawyers, not the one recommended by the real estate agent. On a more general front, Brits have long been the primary foreign property buyers in Spain, and continue to be so. However, their market share has plummeted in recent years. In the first quarter of 2016, British buyers accounted for 22% of all foreign property transactions. But by the start of 2026, this figure had fallen to 6.82%. Brits are followed by buyers from the Netherlands, Morocco, Germany, and Italy. It's important to be aware that these stats comprise both residents and non-residents, so they're not only people buying holiday homes, but also Brits who reside in the country and are buying primary residences in which to live full-time. When it comes to non-residents alone, figures from the second half of 2025 show that Brits are no longer at the top. Dutch non-residents bought the most number of homes at 12.6%, followed by Germans with 11.9%, and Brits came in third place with only 11.5%. One of the major reasons for this decline is, of course, Brexit, particularly when it comes to non-resident buyers. As the UK is no longer part of the EU, it means that Brits don't have freedom of movement. They can't just simply move to Spain on a whim and stay for however long they please. Schengen rules mean that non-resident Brits can only stay in Spain for 90 days in every 180 days, which means there's less time for people to stay in holiday homes. Most people, however, can organise their holidays to fit within these rules. But if you want to retire here permanently, then you need to investigate the conditions around what's called an NLV or non-lucrative visa, which would enable you to make the permanent move here that we made 18 years ago. I'll be back with another episode very soon, talking about general aspects of life and the culture here in Spain.